greetings from the North Pole News Desk. I'm Mel Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. Today is the first day of the last full week before Christmas, and it's crunch time at the North Pole, a time where every department looks at their goals and asks the question, are we going to make it? One department that has a more difficult time in doing that than any other at the North Pole is the North Pole Post Office. They have one of the toughest jobs at the North Pole, and here to talk about it is Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, how are things at the North Pole Post Office today?
Hi, Frank. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. The North Pole Post Office is one busy place today. You wouldn't believe the number of elves working here handling all the mail that's coming in. Sleigh after sleigh after sleigh is just piling up all the letters and messages here for Santa and other people here at the North Pole. With me is Elf Hugo, postmaster here at the North Pole. Hugo, is this level of busyness I'm seeing here today normal for the North Pole Post Office?
Oh yes, Crash, and it'll be like this for about a week after Christmas. What makes our department different is that we get busy on a time scale that matches no other department here at the North Pole. We stay busy right through Christmas and beyond. When other elves are on their way to the North Pole Christmas party, we're here being as busy as we ever are.
Hugo, as you know, we've been talking to a lot of kids in North Pole chat and seeing their questions that come in. Two things appear to be on their mind right now. The big one is this. How late is too late to send Santa a wish list?
Santa had us work on this wish list thing a lot this year, Crash. And so far, it's working pretty good. I guess you could say that we've got a wish list department now right within the North Pole postal system. I have a dedicated team of elves that work on nothing but wish lists as they come in. And they're a job to keep Santa current. That means no wish list will sit for literally more than 30 seconds in our office. It comes in, it goes straight to that team. And they key it personally into a specially programmed system that pushes it to Santa. Santa can see it on his phone, on his computer, in his sleigh, or in his office, even in his workshop or his barn, he could see it. Doesn't matter where Santa gets it, his information's right in front of him all the time, and he can do with it what he wants to do with it. He can get a hold of the workshop and have them make a change really within 2 minutes of it coming into the North Pole.
Okay, Hugo, great information this time around. Frank, the post office appears to be running pretty smoothly right now, although it looks to me like more mail and messages pour in by the hour.
Thanks for that update, Crash. Folks, we remind you that the best way to get messages through to the North Pole, whether it's for Santa or someone else, is through the North Pole Post Office page at SantaUpdate.com. We also have phone services set up where you can call or text Santa toll-free at JingleKringle.com. For North Pole Radio News, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.